97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Tis the time once again. It's a Beer 30. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer here with us to review yet another beer. You can check out their podcast on the interwebs on Google Play and iTunes, and they're on Facebook and Twitter as well. Welcome, gentlemen.
My Hello, thirst Daniel. Is raging yet again.
Got Ben on the phone at a secret location and Brad in studio with, what do we have?
This is a beer from Golden Road Brewing down in Los Angeles, Wolf Among Weeds IPA. This beer was released back in 2012, the first time as part of a thing that they did for World IPA Day, which is a thing.
It is. Okay.
A lot of people ask, what exactly does the Wolf Among Weeds mean? They think it's sort of a braggadocious, like, we have the wolf amongst all of the other crappy IPAs. Actually, that is not true.
Oh.
It comes from a Latin term, humulus lupulus, which basically translates to wolf among weeds, and was given as a name to the hop plant by Romans because of the way that it grew amongst, like, the other plants that they discovered out in the fields.
Got it.
So this is actually it's a double IPA. The color on this thing is spectacular, nice and light. The smell on it, as we go through our AATMF, appearance, aroma,
taste,
mouthfeel, and finish. Thank you. But yeah, the color on this is a really pale yellow, golden color almost. It's got a nice little bit of head retention. The lacing on the glass stays fairly well. As I smell this, we've been doing this for a while, Ben. You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to ask Mr. Danny Wright what he smells when he takes a whiff of this.
I already had something in mind for the taste, but there's definitely some sort of a fruit or citrusy something going on there.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell you which one it is, though. Is it like a, it's not grapefruit.
Well,
is it grapefruit?
I get lemongrass out of this thing in a major way.
Yeah.
I could totally see lemongrass. I take a whiff of this. Danny was kind of looking at me quizzically and saying, is it grapefruit? It's like the grapefruit pith. Like that bitter white.
Right. Yeah,
like not so much like the sweet oiliness of the skin, but like just the pith. That's what I get out of this.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's totally citrus forward. Lemongrass is a great call. I don't think that's one that I would have put my finger on immediately.
I've had it before, and in this beer, it's so exciting that the car behind me over here is honking at me incredulously.
Well, don't stand in the middle of the road, Ben.
Clearly, that's the problem.
And keep your pants on.
No, this thing is bright. It is floral. It is very crisp. I mean, it's definitely, this goes to show, I mean, obviously this recipe was brewed and made before their large buyout, but it just goes to show that this is why brands get bought out by big corporate beer, is because of awesome beers like this. So this is an amazing beer. It is everything we just talked about. It's bright. It is floral. There's a little bit of pine, a little bit of bitterness, but it's balanced and it's delicious. And it's one of the first IPAs that was in a can in our market here.
Yes.
Really?
This is an 8% ABV, and it feels appropriately boozy for an 8%. And that's a good thing. Sometimes, you get these double IPAs, these imperial IPAs, and they feel really hot. That's not the case with this at all. I actually think that the booziness here plays really nicely into sort of the piney, bitter finish. This is a phenomenal beer. One of the best beers that Golden Road does, for sure.
Not to be too much of a jerk, but it's pretty much the only beer they do that's really good, in my opinion.
Whoa.
The Wolf Pup that they make, which is the session version of this beer, is also really nice. I like that beer too.
That's the word that you said that made me not like it, the word session.
Oh, yeah. Just like I don't like dank, Ben doesn't like session.
Ah, got it. Well, we can all agree that moist is okay.
I'm good with moist.
Perfect.
Okay. Yes.
I'm good with moist. No, this is a winner for me. I'm going thumbs up on this beer. I think it's well done. Ben hit it right on the nose. The balance here is great. Citrus to just a little bit of malt stickiness to the amount of bitterness and the way that it finishes. I just think it's really well done beginning to end. Thumbs up for me.
I agree. Thumbs up as well for me. Just it's, like I said, very, 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 very balanced, very delicious, easy to drink, great beer.
Yep, I'm going thumbs up too. I like the fruitiness helping with the bitterness, kind of cuts down the bitter. So
yes,
that makes
agreed.
Me happy.
Oh!
Someday I'll have my own radio show. All right. You can catch this review and others, Beer 30. Just click on 977theriver.com. And of course, their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, and you can find it on iTunes and Google Play and find them on Facebook and Twitter as well. Brad and Ben, Sports Meets Beer. Thanks again, guys.
Cheers.